I'm going to invite up Ilium Bourbano from CUPE Ontario, who's going to talk a little bit about the work that CUPE's doing on the ground, and invite you, those of you who are CUPE members, to get involved.
Good afternoon. How is everybody doing? I just wanted to maybe start. I'm a CUPE member. I'm co-president of Local 3393, which represents workers at St. Christopher House. I'm not here officially to speak on behalf of St. Christopher House. I'm here as a CUPE member, but we do represent close to 200 people that work on the front lines in social services, like many of some of the folks that are out there in the audience. Many people in the community being impacted by the deficient social assistance rates and the gutting and the cut of special diet. Before I speak about the work that Fred, speak a little bit more about what Fred said about the work that we're doing as CUPE Ontario, and I get into our involvement as a union in this campaign, I wanted to recognize the work of the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty and other community allies that have been part of initiating and building the Raise the Rates campaign over the last 4 or 5 years. Some that have spoken, some of those folks are out in the audience, some of you that have organized today's meeting, because I think we are in a moment where this campaign is getting stronger. And you heard it in terms of the messages that were given about the importance of broader alliances, the importance of a community, OCAP, CUPE, and Union Alliance. But also there is a recognition around the crisis that we're facing in terms of cuts to special diet, in terms of no increases in real terms to social assistance rates, and the impacts that those of us that are quote-unquote workers, whether we're unionized or not, also the cutbacks and the impacts that we're facing in our workplaces, whether as public sector workers or in the private sector. The message that Wendy gave around being an OCAP member and a member of the Ontario Nurses Association, and the fact that this is the first time that she can speak officially both as OCAP and as Ontario Nurses Association, I think speaks to shifts that are happening in some sectors of the labor movement, which have not happened by themselves. They've happened because people like Wendy have been active in their union, but are also active in the community and have been advocating around anti-poverty issues and social justice issues. And now these openings are starting to happen, and we're starting to see this alliance between community activism and OCAP and other allies around Raise the Rates and the labor movement. So I just want to mention kind of a little bit more in detail what we've done in terms of this campaign. Fred Hahn mentioned at CUPE Ontario, we represent 230,000 workers across the province of Ontario, and we passed an emergency resolution to officially endorse the Raise the Rates campaign and the demands increasing social assistance rates 55%, also the pushing for the full restoration of the special diet. And this resolution calls on us as CUPE Ontario to work jointly in partnership with the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty to do an education campaign and a mobilization campaign on this issue. And I think the important thing around this campaign is that, you know, we didn't just pass a resolution. Many unions, CUPE included, passed many resolutions on many, many issues, both local, national, international. But this is a good example of not only is CUPE Ontario passing a resolution, but the union is actually putting resources and opening up the political space from our leadership, from Fred and the rest of our leadership in our union, for those of us that are CUPE activists, jointly with activists and organizers in the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, to actually implement this education campaign. So we've been, since around January of this year, what we've been doing is we've been doing extensive outreach, both myself and other CUPE members, with folks like John Clark and Lisa Schofield from OCAP, and we've been going to all the CUPE union schools. We've been going to the sectoral conferences. Throughout the year, QPE's city workers, social services workers, healthcare workers meet as sectors. So we've been outreaching to all those different conferences, as well as the QPE district councils, which are in Toronto and in different cities and in different areas of Ontario. And what we've been doing, basically, the tool that we're using is this pamphlet, which I encourage you to take a copy with you, especially if you're involved in a union. We have this electronically. You can use this material in your own union. And it's a bilingual pamphlet. And basically, the idea of the pamphlet is for us to talk to our union members and say, you know, make the case why raising social assistance rates and fully restoring the special diet is a union, a QPE issue. And that's kind of the sentiment that's behind our campaign. So what we've been doing is we're in our education. We've been doing, as I said, comprehensive outreach, not only in Toronto, different parts of Ontario. In our education, we're making the links that cuts to welfare, ODSP, and the special diet are an integral part of austerity measures that are being implemented in Ontario, in Canada, and globally, and that are part of the attacks that us as union members and as QPE members are seeing to drive down wages, to diminish or deteriorate working conditions, and eliminate benefits and pensions, which are impacting workers, both unionized and public and private sector, and non-unionized workers. So we're making the link between the elimination of important services like the special diet and social assistance, and the downward elimination of our rights as workers. Something that I just want to mention quickly, and it's a point that we make in our education sessions, in the same March 2010 budget that the McGuinty government announced the fact that the special diet, a $200 million program, had to be eliminated, it was in that same budget that McGuinty also put forth a wage freeze for workers in the public broader public sector, impacting workers, QPE, and other workers and other unions that work in healthcare, in education, in nonprofit agencies like the Davenport Perth Center. And this wage freeze that McGuinty put forth in that same budget actually can ultimately impact up to 1 million workers, because there are 1 million workers in Ontario that work in the broader public sector, including in places like the Davenport Perth or in community health centers, etc. 60% of those workers are women. So the other point that we're making is that the cuts to these services, the cuts to workers' rights and wages, etc., are disproportionately impacting women. And as well, as we know, in Ontario and in Toronto particularly, racialized women, Aboriginal women, and people with disabilities overall are the most impacted. The other thing just to mention is that the McGuinty government, they already did legislate a wage freeze, impacting 350,000 workers. These are people that are managers in the broader public sector and non-unionized workers. They have a two-year wage freeze. Those of us that are unionized, we mobilized and we did not, you know, accept the wage freeze. So the McGuinty government hasn't had the courage, especially facing an upcoming election, to actually go forth with legislating a wage freeze for unionized workers, because he knows and his government knows that there will be a fight back. I think just generally what we have found is that the sentiment that we're hearing tonight, our members in QPE get it, and union members get it. They see the links between the cuts to special diet, the low social assistance rates, the attacks on workers. They know that it is part of a common austerity agenda, and that there is a necessity for us to work together in a more effective fight back. The other thing is that outside QPE, there is growing support for this campaign. Just recently, the Sudbury and Ottawa District Labor Councils endorsed the Raise the Rates campaign. So we're in a moment where After OCAP, for many years, and other community partners are working on this campaign, we're seeing ONA, CUPE, and now we're seeing, you know, because these labor councils are not just CUPE, they represent different unions in their labor council. So we're seeing a building of this movement and stronger labor support, which I think is really, really important. Just the final thing I want to say is that in all our organizing and in all our education, even though it is geared towards CUPE members, we have also organized public forums like labor community public forums, and the philosophy, the methodology that underlies the organizing that CUPE and OCAP is doing on this campaign is that we have to include in this fight back both labor and community activists, and that we need to renew and strengthen and build that agenda, put aside past divisions, past grievances, past issues, because we are in a very difficult time in terms of austerity, neoliberalism, the impact of capitalism, however you want to name it, in terms of the impact on our communities. And now more than ever, we are in a critical moment where we as labor activists need to, you know, extend alliances with community organizations like OCAP and vice versa. The last thing I just want to say, I know I said I was going to say the last thing a couple of times ago, but the last thing is just a message for those activists and other unions that are present tonight. And I think the my message to you would be is that, you know, let's, you know, that slogan, an injury to thinking about the Raise the Rates campaign and the importance of us to be involved as trade unionists in the Raise the Rates campaign and to open up spaces in our union. You know, that slogan, an injury to one is an injury to all. And we in the labor movement often say that over and over again. So I call on you, I encourage you to put that slogan into practice. And I think the Raise the Rates campaign, mobilizing towards April 1st and beyond April 1st, because we know that the attacks that we're facing are coming from the liberals right now. They came from the Harris conservatives in the mid-90s, but we will continue to face these attacks. So let's put an injury to one is an injury to all. Cut the special diet, cuts to social assistance rates are not only an injury to poor and unemployed people and people with disabilities and people on social assistance. They're attacks on workers, both unionized and non-unionized.
Thank you, Ilian.